Over the past year, the Washington Post editorial board has ignored the U.S.'s involvement in the siege of Yemen, a bombing and starvation campaign that has killed over 15,000 civilians and left roughly a million with cholera. As Fair noted last November, the Post ran a major editorial and an explainer detailing the carnage in Yemen without once mentioning the U.S. role in the conflict, instead pinning it on the seemingly rogue Saudis and the dastardly Iranians. This was in addition to an op-ed that summer by editorial page editor Jackson Deal, which not only ignored the U.S.'s support of Saudi bombing, but actually spun the United States as the savior of Yemenis, holding up Saudi Arabia's biggest backer in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, as a champion of human rights. As Fair analyst Adam Johnson notes, the Post has lately charted a new course, vaguely acknowledging Washington's role in the bloody siege, but insisting that the U.S. should remain involved in the bombing of Yemen for the sake of humanitarianism. To recent editorials, can Congress push the Saudi prince toward an exit from Yemen? And the world's worst humanitarian crisis could get even worse, demonstrate the Washington Post's new cooked-up position that the U.S. should not stop supporting the Saudis, a move 30-year CIA veteran and Brookings fellow Bruce Rydell argued would end the war overnight, but instead mildly chide the Saudis into committing slightly fewer war crimes while moving towards some vague exit strategy. The March editorial suggested Trump condition further American military aid on humanitarian relief measures. A bit oxymoronic, but anyway, the piece still ended up lobbying against the Lee Sanders bill that would have actually ended the war. The more recent editorial took the faux humanitarian half measure a step further with this bit of revisionist history. Quote, both the Obama and Trump administrations have offered limited support to the Saudi coalition while trying to restrain reckless bombing and the exacerbation of the humanitarian crisis, close quote. If logistical aid, refueling, $110 billion in arms, political cover at the UN, and literally choosing targets on a map is limited support, well, then that term has no meaning. The Post is driven to incoherence because it sees itself charged with a contradictory task: to act as a very concerned champion of human rights while propping up the core tenets of America's imperial foreign policy. Thus, after years of ignoring the U.S. role altogether, we see the participation in war crimes presented as a way of preventing worse war crimes. While the obvious truth, if you're not an elite media editorialist, is that the logical way that the U.S. can resist the slaughter of Yemen is to stop engaging in it. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.